And we do not recite the Bhagavad Gita and very few other. The Sages say, Kakasha, also the Holy Spirit of my dead boy, Broca. After we don't say Broca, I'm the Akiva of the Mora. And then this is the request. The Sages say, the simple answer is very obvious. Whenever you're in the middle of a meal, you said, how much in the beginning, the Dira Kalapa, Kotara Tapatet, there's going to hold the Mora to come out of that. The person says, I'm right, please. So what is Bama, what am I going to start through there? I've called it the time, right, please. Doesn't have to say a drop before, doesn't have to say a drop after. So the same is true regarding the moral in the middle of the meal. Exactly why should we consider the moral in the middle of the meal as Dvar Magoi and Mahma Tatsuda? So there are two versions in Taitis to the head. One appears here in the Taitis himself and Kuf says drop an hour. The other one appears in the Taitis and drop it as they say on in the Taitis. One version is that when you eat a meal, and you have vegetable salad in the middle of the meal. The vegetable salad is a dharma bhai, not because if you're eating more, if you're eating romaine lettuce, so lettuce is lettuce. Dharma bhai, not because of course you don't have to say that. In the sea, it's dharma bhai, not because of eating vegetables. But what happens if the person decides to eat kale? Which normal person sits and eats? He says, I'm always going to eat kale in the middle of the meal. Nobody eats kale in the middle of the meal. It's not Bama, 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 Bama. So if none of you sports radishes to sit in the midst of Mara, that's another question whether what radish is acceptable or not. Many years ago, one of the students published an essay in one of the journals here in Chile where he demonstrated that what radish never was any, what radish is not an acceptable means of Mara. One of the parts we used to use it because they lived in the northern climate where lettuce wasn't growing yet. I did them myself. But otherwise, a lot of people use horseradish. But the first thing is horseradish. You can't really consider that. Well, my boy, not because I should have moved horseradish in the middle of the year. You're only eating it for the sake of the mishnah. And I didn't eat it like a vegetable. So then, according to that version of the paper, one would have to decide that this is a and burn his adoma before he eats the horseradish in the middle of the year. The other variation, the other version that Tosafot has of the same explanation is that the Moror in the middle of the meal has the status of Dvar Habayim Matnasat Suda Afi Halacha, because we have a menu Afi Halacha. The Rosh Hashanah made the menu, and it says in the Chumash what's in the meal. And there's a state of their life, Razan writes part of this, there's a state of their life, let's say a person wants to put on 52 tefillin. It doesn't say in the morning, before Shabbat. It doesn't say in the Chumash which one you put on first. So the state of a Hasiva derived is first piece of matzah, and then piece of morah. So the evidence in the verse is that he will be yaitzeh. By the way, if you're going to have cooking that indicates chukah indicates that it's ma'akeh, that if you're madvin avoda, if you did the later avoda prior to the early avoda, then the evidence tells you have to do the avoda over. And they'll test if you don't have the chukah, you don't have any shina or a chukah for ya'akeh. So we assume that the state is only the Hasiva, but there are some holes that this is the state of derived. That's what we call it, the state. The Tosafot holds like that Rashbam, and then they go a step further. They say this state of their right there implies that Leil Pesach, how do we usually say? Usually we assume that on Leil Pesach you have to have matzah, you have to have morah. You say you have to have a seder on Leil Pesach. You have to have a meal. Why do you have to eat? Because you're hungry. Anybody who is dancing on Leil Pesach? One week, because everybody's hungry. But number two, because on Yom Kippur, you have to have a seder on Yom Kippur. You have to have like Hashem, you have to have a seder on Achaz Balayla. Rahat Bayom, Shabbat is in addition to the two students of Palala and Bayom, the three Shalashudas, and Yom Kippur is an Akhoyte. We talk to Shukhanach against the Lama. Raman writes the three Shalashudas and Yom Kippur. But when I'm talking based on the Talmud, you tell me about that, it might be saying that there's no Chiyus Shabbos Chiyus on Yom. But there is a Chiyus Chiyus Aleo Yom, there's a Chiyus Chiyus and you have a student. So usually we don't identify things, in our mind we don't usually identify the Chiyus Matzah, the Tetzah, and the Mitzvah student. You say that three related mitzvahs, there's a Chiyus Matzah and a Chiyus Morah, and then the Chiyus to have a student Yom, so it's like I'm Shavuot, it's like I'm Sukkot, like I'm Shabbos, the Chiyus student. So the Tzaddik understands Masha. This Seder Deraita, this Mechatzila Deraita, that first the Masha, then the Mora, what is the Masha? It's not Lechem, Lechem only. Lechem is bread. So the Chiyus eat Masha, then the Chiyus to have a Tzuda. And on the menu, tonight's Tzuda, on the El Tessa, part of the meal has to be, the Chorban Tessa, and part of the meal has to be, the Mora, a Masha to Mora, Yachmu. You have to start off with the Lechem, you start off the meal with the Lechem, and then you have Mora, and then you have even if tomorrow is such a tomorrow that a normal person would never eat, the Derech HaTeva in the middle of the meal, even if he's going to have fourth radish, it really came to consider the time of Sunday. You don't have one Matan Pasuda. Nonetheless, the halacha was Kaveya, the Halel Pesach has considered the Bamba Bai Matan Pasuda, because that's the state of their life. It appears to have Matan Pasuda, and if he is to have Morer, it's to have the Morer as you don't have one Matan Pasuda. That's the place it's understood. This is a very fascinating idea. This connection Tarsus, this version of Tarsus, might be that's our practice. Many people have both letters. Tomorrow they don't have the main letters. And they don't say Rabbi Baruch Hu Hadam. You don't know both letters. It's really all you know. It's not going to point out in Tarsus. Common sense terms, because apparently they rely, perhaps they rely on this speech of Tarsus. Perhaps they discuss further, maybe not. Perhaps they rely on this speech of Tarsus. But tomorrow is what we did consider Rabbi Baruch Hu Hadam in Tarsus. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about. This idea that Tesis presents, that the obligation to have Matzah, well, Pesach, Matzah first, and then more later, and then Pesach also later, that the key of Matzah, the key of Tudor, is really a major dispute among the Rishonim. The Gemara says in our seventh Brachos that there's an obligation, probably the Rabbanon, to have Lechem Mishneh on Shabbat and Yom Tov, the Zechel Amon, to remember the next of the month, if the month didn't come down on Shabbat and Yom Tov, and on Erev Shabbat and Erev Yom Tov came down Lechem Mishneh. So we have to have Lechem Mishneh. Then the Gemara says in the end of the Tzohim, the Perek Abed Tzohim, that on Pesach night, since the Torah says you should eat Lechem only, so Lechem only implies Kusa. Adas is among the Kusa, Aftan. What does the poor man have? The poor man can't afford to buy a whole loaf of bread, can't even afford to bake his own bread. He goes snoring from the neighbors, and he goes knock on somebody's door. He gives you some bread, a piece of bread. As the prophet says, in the Shia, how a throat will arise, but not. Break off a piece of bread and give it to the owner. So what's the owner going to have? A kusa. A piece of bread that somebody broke off and was kind enough to give him. The loss of kusa is based on the prophet in the Shia, the right answer. How a throat will arise, but not. Give the hungry man, give the poor man a little bit of your bread. So on Pesach night, you have to have less of this. And you have to have kusa. How do you combine the two demons and say how much you have, how do you teach this? The Tzaddik has a machlokes of each other. How many matzahs you have to have yaltes? So one opinion in Tzaddik is that these are two unrelated mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Tzudas Yaltes is the proof that you have to have like a mitzvah and yaltes of like on Shabbat and other yaltes. You have to have two shlemes. And then there's another mitzvah of matzah, unrelated to the Tzudas Yaltes. Mitzvah of matzah requires you to have two shlemes. In the Meir, if you have two shlemes and you have one proof, that's two and a half. So you have to have 2.5 months. Then we start off and make 3 months. And we break 1 month and a half, you have yachat, and then you're left to here by the time you get to say how much you have a first month. You have 2.5 months, and the 2 shleimus are for the purpose of the mitzvah tudor, and the truth is for the purpose of the mitzvah matzah, and this shita, that's the commonly observed for example, and this shita is all based on the assumption that these are 2 unrelated mitzvahs. The mitzvah tudas yonkut, no kesa, and the mitzvah matzah are 2 separate mitzvahs, because for the mitzvah tudor you have to have that mitzvah shleimus. After the mitzvah is not, so you have to have a kusa. The other sheet in Tesis, and that's the sheet of Tariba, Rambam, and the Rambam followed that opinion. The Rambam used to follow the Rambam teachers, the Rambam and things like that, was that you don't have 2.5 matzahs, you have 1.5 matzahs. Why 1.5? Because the mitzvah is matzah, Leil Pesah, is not a separate mitzvah from the mitzvah of Tudor. There's a mitzvah of Tudor every Sabbath, every Yom, you have to have a Tudor, and every Sabbath, you have to have like a Mishnah. But on Pesach night, that mitzvah Tzuda is different in that the Torah says it should be Lechem only, Adarki Shemoni B'Kusa. So instead of having two Shleimai, you should adopt and not have two Shleimai. You've got to have 2.5. That's not a money. a multi-millionaire. He has not only two slaves, he has even two and a half. He's very rich. How is that my doctor from one of the people? But since the Rambam and the Rish and the Gemara and the one that's taking in place is whole, that the mitzvah of matzah is identical to the mitzvah of Shmita Shabbos. So when you have the din of Madakas of Arabic Kusha, neither it takes away from the usual din of Lechem Mitzvah. So we also have such a doctrine that should not have two slaves. Why? Because the mitzvah of matzah is the mitzvah of Shmita Shabbos. That's the fundamental machlokes. This Hanukkah that says this is naked. That the Moray, which is eaten in the middle of the year, is one of why Mahmoud Fasid Al Pi Hanukkah, because the Torah determines the meal and what time it ends tonight, and the Torah required you should eat matzah, that means the mitzvah through there, and the mortar is on a boy matzah, because it has to come after the lechemon, after the hamaiti. This is all based on the premise that the mitzvah is matzah, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah through. This point is enough like it. And we really don't, in common practice, is not like this, because we have two and a half months. We really usually assume that the mitzvah through the food, and the mitzvah is matzah is really the food. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, also says in the Shulchan Aruch, and we say, Hamoti Allah Hilas Matzah, you should have two kizayis. What does this two kizayis? One kizayis for the Sudat Yonzer, one kizayis for the Mitzvah Matzah. So the Mishnah Brewer says, the Mishnah Brewer doesn't like it. The tiny letters in the Bi'a Allah, it has a whole attack. He says, the only issue where he found it was a rush, and he doesn't think the other Mishnah agree. Why can't he kill two birds with one stone? Why can't he have one kizayis Matzah and the gate of the Mitzvah Matzah? In the Mitzvah Matzah. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rosh, is working on the assumption that these are two unrelated mitzvahs. The mitzvah well kept up to have a tutor, like every Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Then there's an additional mitzvah to have a Kazari's Matzah. And you can't create the two mitzvahs Akilas. That's called a nice mitzvah Kazari's Matzah. You can't have one Kepta, and with that one Kepta, one Kazari's Matzah, create the two mitzvahs. The Mishnah Brewer says he doesn't see any other mitzvah who shows that just the Rosh, and he doesn't say, what do you have to be Matzah when he has time? Why? The Shulchan Aruch quoted the Rosh. He thinks that Ruben and Ruben would be trying to agree with that. And they would think that you can't be able to go to the same market. It really boils down to the same side of what you need to have. Or is it high and half? The mitzvah of matzah, well, tesa means the mitzvah of eating, two that's the answer. So the Kivager also has this statement about this. In the very first Shuvah, it's just the Kivager. So if I would put out a fake Shai for Shuvah, I don't know, I would put my best Shuvah first. I'll put the knockout Shuvah first. I put them in order of Shulchan Aruch something. But today his Shuvahs are not in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. And the first Shuvah is the reason for more. So someone had a Shaila that they benched on Shabbos, and they got the benched on Yom Kippur, I think, and they got the Arabi Yom. So the answer to the Kivager is that you have to bench over. So the Kivager said yes. But he said, but they remember their grandfather was a very religious man. And they seem to remember as a child that the grandfather once said that you don't have to bend shoulders. And the lady said, you forgot. The grandfather was a religious man. If you forgot, all the other guys bend shoulders. That's two vowels. Then the Hashmatas and the other two vowels have to be like, well, maybe there is something here. Maybe the mighty Shahari was that a woman benched on the other. And the woman forgot Yahweh. Maybe the women don't have to bend over. Why? The reason why you have to bend over, the Gemara says, is if you got Yahweh, because you're obligated to have it through this. But maybe it is, as Timothy says, which has Mangrom and Sulat Yahweh, maybe the women are Pater. And he makes it, he thinks that maybe I'm a flicker to them. I'm a derived to say, well, the women are high, the Sulat or not. The Pater says, Samach, the Hatha, Ulaytecha means Bates of Isto. So the Gemara has an Achlekes in the first Terek in Chagigah, the Kiddushin, the other in the first Terek in Kiddushin. What do you do with that Beis Sefer? So the Pasuk means to say that this is an exception to the rule, that despite the fact that it's in the Kiddushin, has Mangrama, nonetheless the women, I'm a Greek, Beis Sefer, Bates of Isto. Maybe I should say, no, that's part of the husband's obligation. The husband has a Beis Simcha, the Isha, by the Samsa. It's part of the husband's obligation that he should give his wife a delicious meal. He should give Mahanei his wife on Yom. It's not that her key is simple, part of his key is simple. But let's say a girl is single, but then she wouldn't be obligated. So the neighbors would have an obligation to invite her over. It would be part of the neighbor's obligation to invite. But the girl doesn't want to go anywhere, maybe she has no key of simple on Yom. So that's a machlokes. So Rav HaLamaita, between the Rambam and the Raya, had a costume. And the notion of Chayov is simple, or it's only Isha by the Mishama. So the Kivager suggests that maybe this Machlek is the Rambam and the Raya will have ramification with respect to whether women are Mokhi Kim Sulat Yom. So maybe if you hold that, and then he says, maybe if you hold that women are not Mokhi Kim Sulat Yom,
So then even if they'll forget the Alavi Yama, they don't have to bench up. There's only reason why you have to bench up. That's what he says in the first city, he doesn't say, first city of Gaudish, just says, Kisses with an up. But if you got the Alavi Yama, you have to bench up. And if you think your grandfather said, oh, well, you must have forgotten. It was a long time ago, you must have forgotten, and you did it at the famous Shigamar, you got to bench up. Then the Hasmatas, in the end, he says, maybe there was something there, maybe the Master Shoya was, with the women, that the women don't have to bench up. Then he says, Bamed Varmamurim, when might this possibly be the case that if a woman is a mukhan can say that if a woman can get the Alavi Yama and Yantuk, that she doesn't have to bench over again, because maybe the women are not mukhaimans for that Yantuk, because it's Mangrova and they're not mukhaimans people. That's only other Yama says in the steps of Leal Test. But on Leal Test, I think more than that, and I thought that the Mishra Tahila is not just written in the same process as the Mishra with the Easter of the incoming. The Gemara has an assumption, and then you have two women written in one pasuk, that the heck is called she'eshon about to have a comment. She'eshon is called a chomat, because just like women are prohibited from eating comments, because that's the mitzvah's life essay. Shaz man drama, which can ask a man who's around. So maybe, so the Gemara says, yes, the women are mokhoyim to eat matzah. So the Mitzvah says, since the women are mokhoyim to eat matzah, and Leil Pesach just like the men, so the mokhoyim to that younger. Some Leil Pesach, for sure, the Mechidim do those Yantin stuff, but forget the Alavi Yama. Leil Pesach, they certainly will have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon. But then, if you can check the, you can do this with the students of Mechidim. The women are obligated to eat matzah Leil Pesach, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have a Chiyot Shiva. The Chiyot Shiva is because of the Mitzvah of Simchat Yantin, because of the Chiyot Shiva, whatever. But it's not because of the Mitzvah of Matzah, Mani Matzah, Eichel Shiva. Why does the Mishnah assume that it's the Mishnah seems to be working with this opinion of the Bali Akashic, which is not the generally accepted opinion, with the 1.5 masses, not the 2.5 masses. He seems to be assuming that the Mishnah's master, Leil Pesach, is Hainu Hakus, and Mishnah's Suda. So whoever is looking to eat master and Leil Pesach, that means that person is looking to have a Suda Yonder, that the master is Mishnah's Suda. So since the women are looking to have master, because of the question about the Chachamim, yes, and the Kumaf HaMatzah, so maybe the women are Mokhid in the Surah Yonder, that's what it means. And then if you can think of that, one can argue the point and say that we don't hold like that. We pass in, we are practicing if you have 2.5 Matzahs, why? But we assume that the Mitzvah Surah Mokhid, and the Mitzvah Matzah Mokhid, the Mitzvah Surah makes two shleimim, the Mitzvah Matzah are separate Mitzvahs, that you need a proof of the Rambam by the Mitzvah. But just because the women are Mokhid and Mitzvah Matzah doesn't necessarily translate itself into meaning that women are Mokhid in the Surah Yonder. That's what Rabbi Kevei did. Anyway, this is a big machlokes we show you in the Maaseh Tum and Hot. You should practice Maaseh Tum and Hot. So you have 1.5 Maaseh Tum, 2.5 Maaseh Tum. These are the two versions again. You start off with a question. When you have Prada to say on Leil Pesach, you do not say Berachah Adonai before we eat the Mor. The Tosafot is talking, keep the Gadol now, but they ask the question, why not? Why don't we say Berachah before we eat the Mor? The Tosafot says a simple answer. In the middle of a meal, you don't say Adonai when you have to pay it. When you eat vegetables in the middle, you don't say broth. But Tosafot has two versions of what the answer means. So one version of the answer is it's like having vegetable salad in the middle of the meal. In which case, if that's the answer, then it would only apply if it's the type of a vegetable like romaine lettuce, like a lettuce, that people would sometimes eat only a little bit part of the meal. But if you're going to have chayim, if you're going to have horseradish, for the purpose of Mitzvah Mara, that doesn't make sense to call out Mama by Martin Sassu. But then Taka pointed to this opinion and said, since you should have to recite a separate version of Mama before you eat the Mara. And the other version that Taka has, one is in Stub and one is in Drop, the other version that Taka has is no. Al-Tizir is called Mama by Martin Sassu, because on Taka's night, the Allah is so there, the Torah determines that this is the Suda, and this is on the menu, and the Mata has to come first. And the Mora has to come second, the Rambam says that this is on the Hatzila Deraita, and the Mitzvah of Master is the Mitzvah of Suda. And that's why the Mora is on the inconsiderate one of one of Mitzvah of Suda, even though a normal person would not eat this in the middle of the year. Such a male sister thought that whether they appear to eat in the sukkah is a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, whereas normally yeshiva sukkah can be fulfilled by sleeping or by learning in the sukkah also, but male says, well, a lot of times you can fulfill the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, that's by eating the desired fast. Oh no, it's Mistress Akima's design.
I don't think it's the Mistress Akima at all. I don't know if it means the Mistress Akima. That itself is debatable. That's the latest chance in the New York section in the first volume of the New York section, the first country. And Priyashna has a long argument on this, where he pushes that the Mistress of the first time is Kunti is not a Mistress Akima. He thinks that the Mistress Akima is Kunti. Akima is just a hesitation to fulfill the Akima of the Kunti. So how did you say? This text is quote another answer to the Kasha. The answer that he mentioned before. This morning I was gathering a big message from Tikkun Meir Siddur. So I looked the last page in the Tikkun Meir Siddur, as the text is quoted, the Kiyus, the Shabbat HaGadol, of Rabbi Yitzchak Kozel. Rabbi Yitzchak Bonfi, Kozel is the translation of Bonfi. He raises the question in his Kiyus, why don't we say Barik Hu Adama before we are about to eat the Torah? So he said, you're not allowed to, because of the flower they make the mitzvah, Chavira and Chavira. You cannot use one object to fulfill two different mitzvahs. The Gemara has any of the mitzvahs, Chavira and Chavira, in different places with different meanings. The Gemara in Sotah Daf Ches says that you're not allowed to have, let's say, you see as their religion. We're going to make an announcement, then you don't have time, all the time to do the see as their religion. You've got to have a specialist who knows how to make a hole in the ear. So we're going to announce whoever has an activity should come 9 o'clock in the morning to the bed. We're going to do all the rituals. All the avodas are going to be standing with their adams, standing a long way to do the rituals. We're going to do one after the other, after the other, after the other. Because it's more that's a violation of any of the rituals. Or a mashin say certain status, or certain status about certain now. We're going to have, let's say, not only for how to know the state of Hashkot or Sosa, we'll have a sign in the Beit HaMikdash. Whoever has put a sign in the newspaper, has a tribunal, send out letters, whatever. Whichever rabbi has a site in his neighborhood, send all the sites at 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning, and we'll take care of all of it. They'll all wait online, and we'll do one after the other after the other. But that, the Gemara says, is a violation of Eilat HaMikdash Chavir HaKavir. To do a mass production, to do the mitzvah, have everybody waiting in line, to knock off the mitzvahs one after the other. Or you're not allowed to aim your own standing grain tachas. You have all the Yanoshim coming and going, all the people have an Eger Sarah, to walk stand in line, and the Kohen will look at one after the other after the other, so the perception says it's also a violation of Chavir HaKavir. That's one example. The Gemara has another stuff and another example of Eger Sarah, Chavir HaKavir. That you should give each mitzvah chashivus. You shouldn't have the mitzvah done, you shouldn't try to knock off the mitzvah quickly. I have another example, a person who is going to use one cup of wine, but we do all the time, that's how we should do it. You know, it sounds like you're not allowed to do that. You say one cup of wine, you bench, shechat hamoz and ala tzat, and then you say havdol on the same cup. But if Mara says that, that should be a violation of chashivus. Why do you do it? It's a good question. You don't drink the mitzvah. So you ask what? The Gemara gives that as an example. What the Gemara says in Brach is, Ein Chaytim Mishayim. Every Brach has to have a Shem Malchus. But let's say in the morning, it takes a lot of time to say the 15 different Hashachas. Say, Shorot HaNigay, Shorot HaNigay, Shorot HaNisha, Shishay HaHidr, Matur HaKim, Shorot HaKim, all the different Brachas. So let the Torah say, Brach HaKa HaShem HaKim Kala Toilam, Shorot HaNisha, Shorot HaNigay, Shorot HaNigay, Shorot HaNigay, Shorot HaNisha, say all the 15. What? With one Shem Malchus? The Gemara says, no, in Chayt and Mishnah, you cannot use one Shem HaMalchus to have 15 conclusions. That's a violation of Chavir HaKavir. It's also about using one becher of wine, one cup of wine, to fulfill Benzin and Havdalah, to do two different mitzvahs. He's using one Shem HaMalchus to be used in many different drops. The Gemara says, you need to be so come up with you to be able to not be able by the droplets. The first, not so 15 droplets. Two brothers. One Shem HaMalchus, these are the other not Yerzik. You have to figure out which one is it. One is Yerzik, one is not Yerzik, which one is the Yerzik. So there are two forms of Enlightenment in this Chavir HaKavir. Neither of Yerzik through them is working on this form. We're going to use one hep to be Yerzik to kill two birds with one stone. Like we said before, the Mishavur was picking on the Shulchan Aruch. Why the Shulchan Aruch called it a Rosh? Then a Leil person, he has to have two Kizayim of Masa. One Kizayim for the purpose of Mishavur Kuzayim. And set the desire for the purpose of which is Masa. So the Mishavur said, but it's the same issue. Why do you choose? That was the issue. The Rosh held no. It's an answer to Mishavur Chavir HaKavir. You cannot be related to two different Mishavur. The Mishavur stood it. The Mishavur Masa with one Kizayim. You have to have some different relation. The Mishavur said, but his interesting was that Rosh HaRishayim didn't say that to him. He didn't agree. And then there is one in the same Mishavur. You can be related with one Kizayim. There should be an answer to the relation. That's the thing of Chavir HaKavir. Here, I hear the two Velas.
right on the left page in the Shita Narrative, according to the previous Shabbat Hadot, he says, whenever a person who seems to learn like this, whenever a person decides to give a commandment, there's no misrepeat to finish. There's no misrepeat to cookies that they had before. But if you eat the cookies and you say, very handy, very effective, when you eat the sandwich and you say, how much did I have an artist, but that's a misrepeat to the Rabbah. So what is the Hepshit on this? What is the object of the mitzvah? This morning when I put on tefillin, so the tefillin was a Hepshit on this. When I eat matzah is a Hepshit on this. What is considered the Hepshit on this for Birchas HaNer? You say Krishna, what is the Hepshit on this? There is no Hepshit on this. I recite Krishna, I daven this morning, what's the Hepshit on this? There is no Hepshit on this. The words of it. So what's the Hepshit on this for Birchas HaNer? I recite the words of the Prophet. The words that he pronounced. So the Rabbi Yisrael to him said, no. The food, the first morsel of food of which we recite the prophet, that's considered the Hepshit on this. And that's why the Gemara in Brachot in the Shulchan have long arguments in that is the Din of Hebrew Mitzvah, that when you say Hamoitzi, you learn the Din of Shulchan Ahmed, when you say Hamoitzi, then you have pumpernickel, you have white bread, you should be first to have the white bread first, you're going to eat both. You're going to eat both or whichever, it doesn't make a difference. You're going to eat, if the fellow doctor wants pumpernickel, the white bread is not broken very much, it's not in the Rani already. So let's say Hamoitzi and the pumpernickel, but if you finish eating both, well, it doesn't matter whether we do it or not, because then the Gemara says you should prefer to say the Havarti over the white dress, because that's move forward, and that'll be a heathen mitzvah. Or he's going to eat, he has all kinds of sweets on the table, and he's going to eat all of them. Or it doesn't matter which one, he just wants to eat a couple of foods, doesn't care which he'll eat. So let him not say very big weight on an apple, which is not from the sugar family, let him say very big weight on the grape, which one from the sugar family. Well, let's say he has grapes and he has pomegranates. Which one is closer to Eretz? Eretz Tisa Sura or Geffen? Geffen is closer to the word Eretz than Taino and Mimon. So the Gemara says you prefer to say the birthing weight over the grape, over the Geffen, rather than to say over the Mimon. Why? Because that's Mokhoshe. What do you mean Mokhoshe? Means it's a Hebrew mitzvah to have a mukhor over which he's saying the first drop. The drop is Talan on the first morsel of food that he eats. And we say that the Jinn is the Kaylee and Zayu on the Kaylee and Zayu. It's not Jewish. That the first bit of food that you eat is considered a Hepshit on Mitzvah for the purpose of Birchas HaNer. I wouldn't have said, I'll be fine, I wouldn't have said like that. I would have said the Hepshit on Mitzvah are the words of the prophet that he said. So it would appear to me tomorrow, otherwise it would appear, I'll be conscious to me tomorrow, that the Hepshit on Mitzvah is the first bit of food of which you're going to say the word. So the Yerkes Tuvelim said, if you're going to say, Bari Fiyu Adama, and I said, Kedishonah, then it says, if you want, while Achilas Matzah, Alachilas Mora, on the same piece of Romaine lettuce, and the same piece of Mora, this would be a violation of Kabbalah Kabbalah, using the same Kazayat Mora for the purpose of fulfilling two different, two unrelated mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Yisrael Birchas HaNenem, Birchas HaNenem is decided over Birchas HaNenem, the Hepshit on mitzvah for the Birchas HaNenem is the first bit of food that you eat, and then the mitzvah of Mora is fulfilled with eating the same Mora. So he says that's why there's a problem. That's why there's a problem. We really should have said Baruch Hu Adonai. We must be talking about a case of eating romaine. We need horseradish or something. Or he didn't eat the vegetable salad in the middle of the year. It must be some reason why he holds it. It's not Baruch Hu Adonai, not Baruch Hu Adonai. I understand why Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim doesn't accept the position of Tariqu. That the martyr is considered Baruch Hu Adonai, not Baruch Hu Adonai. I love it. The Torah was to the, he doesn't see that in his cooking. That this is Baruch Hu Adonai, not Baruch Hu Adonai on the menu. They both want to put it on the menu. Why not consider it part of the Bama Bai Masa Tatsu, the people who eat lettuce in the middle of here? If he didn't eat, whatever. For some reason or another, he holds it as not Bama Bai Masa Tatsu. So he says it really requires its own bar to go out on it. But if we were to recite. Oh, so that's what I've answered to them. But if we would have recited the bar to go out on it with the Allah Kibas Mora, both over the Mora, it would have been a violation of Kabila Kabila. So that's why the Chachamim instituted the Karpas earlier to recite the verse of Hadam and the Karpas and to cover the Mora for the Birchas HaNer. This is what the Yerkes Tuvelim. So take this time that it doesn't make any sense at all. We do this all the time. We say Kiddush and Abdullah, and we get married, we say Birchas HaNer, we have the Kiddush. We say Birchas HaNer, and then we say Kiddush. We say Birchas HaNer, and then we say Abdullah. So Yaknaha. So you say Birchas HaNer with the other prophet. So why isn't that a violation of Chavilas Chavilas, and using the same cup of wine as the Hepshit on Mitzvah to enable you to recite the Birchas HaNer. That's what Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim said. That's the Hepshit on Mitzvah for the Birchas HaNer. and using the same cup of wine for the purpose of reciting a bracha lato. So that would be a violation of chalila chalit. The Tosafot wants to prove that the difference on men and either the hefesh on this, not the food that you eat, whatever they say, there's no issue of chalila chalit. That's Tosafot at one time. That Tosafot cast against the other issue.
That obviously, Rav Yosef Kuzel is of the opinion that the Barthi Avosan of Kiddush is not just the plain old Kiddush Hanenen, it's an intrinsic part of the Kiddush. But the Avosan Havdalah is an intrinsic part of the Havdalah. We have a Kachsin, but the Avosan the Bishop is doing, it's part of the Rosh Halakot. Every time it's part of the Rosh Halakot. That's what the Nisid writes to be Yashid, the opinion of Rav Yosef Kuzel. Right? That's what you're saying in the Shetah. But the Avosan of the Kiddush and Havdalah, and then we have a Rosh Halakot, it's not done for the purpose of Yichas Hanen. That's part of the Zakhana of the Bracha Lachot. Right. The Rav, the one who gave a whole shiur about this, the Yartzai shiur, I think it may also be, I'm not sure, it may also be printed in the Yartzai shiur, where he explained, based on the Jewish Rashi, he discussed this a few weeks ago, that there may be a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. That by Havdalah, the Bracha Lachot is not part of the Havdalah, but by Kiddush, the Bracha Lachot is part of the Kiddush. And it, Rav Yosef Kuzel of accounting has to say, otherwise, he has to say that every Bracha Lachot, but the Rasan is part of the Bracha Lachot. Otherwise, it will always be a violation of Chavi Yod Chavi. That's one chapter that says you hear on the Rav Yosef Kuzel, and that's probably the case. Then Tosafot has another chapter. The other chapter is very short. Chapter from Yisdaf, and Kuf, Yisdaf, and Levei, is going over to Kuf, says Rav and Rav. The Mishnah describes the person having a Seder on Kuf, Yisdaf, and Rav. That says, first you have some kind of a vegetable or another for Tafat, and then later, in the middle of the meal, after he said, Allah, he after you eat the matzah, then you have the morrow for the purpose of the morrow. So the morrow raises the question, what if you only have one vegetable? You only have morrow. What if you only have morrow? You don't have any other vegetable to use for karka. So what should you do? Because you still have to have a karka. You don't karka for it. What is yet? You still got to have karka. Even if you only have one vegetable, you use it twice. You eat it first for the sake of karka. You have in mind not to be a Yitzhak, why do you have in mind Kabbalah Shalom Rakhse? Because there are concepts, because there is a Lachashila there, right? What order to fulfill these two mitzvahs is first, a Master from Ruan Yavlu, to say it like that, Lachashila first, Master, and then Morah. So when you eat the Karpah, when you eat the Morah, in the spot of Karpah, you should have Kabbalah Shalom Rakhse in order not to do the two mitzvahs, Shalom Rakhse. Okay, they have Kabbalah Shalom Rakhse, so we're assuming that you're not here. That's how most of the Rishan Muslims. Even if you're a mitzvah, hey, Yichas Kavana, but if you have Kavana Shalom, he's meant to show you're not here. That's how we get some. That's how we get some. So when he has the vegetable of the morah that he uses for the karpa, what bracha does he say? Sorry for you, Adam. Does he say also, Ashekirishan of the Mishkot of Sivanu, Allah, he was morah when he eats the karpa? So there's a machloike somewhere, right? So the first Amara in the morah says, no. That's a Kavana Shalom. He's not here to the morah. He doesn't want to be against the Morgan. He wants to fulfill it in the proper state of Lachashila Deraita, the first Master Nebor. So when he eats the Morgan, he eats the Morgan for the sake of Karakar, he has in mind not to be against the Morgan. So let him just say Barthi Havdomo, and he's not going to have to say any Arachi Yashua. We don't pass him like that. The Morgan is Lahalapa, we pass him. So when he eats the Morgan, before he washes, he eats the Morgan for the purpose of Karakar, and he has Kavan Shalom Lachay. He says the both brachas, he says Barthi Havdama. And he says also the brachas, the Kedushan of the Mishnah is Kivanu. Allah he gets more of why. So the Gemara says the argument on the top line of Sukh says, well, in Allah, as much as the argument, it doesn't make sense. La'acha Shemir is great to him, Menu. Hey, Chayyim of Arachalot, he already has Moror in the spot of the Tarpa. And then later on, he's going to eat the Moror for the sake of Moror. Then he's going to actually wake up and say the bracha, Allah he gets more. Why didn't you say the bracha before? Because of that consideration, therefore we talk to Malacha that you say the both brachas, when you eat the morah of the same carpet, you say the bracha to Yahadama, and you say also the bracha, take the shaman and the to the Kivano, Allah says it's not. The person says, Samuel of Yosef Kuzelan, how can he tell me up all the night that if you're going to say two brachas, exactly the same. You're going to say bracha to Yahadama, take the shaman to the Kivano, Allah says it's not.
how can you say that that's a violation of covenant? It's more than the fair, right over here. That's what you do. If you only have the one vegetable, you only have the maror, but you're going to eat one first for the sake of tarp, and then the second time for the sake of maror, do you say that both grew up and it's the first time you eat? Exactly the opposite of the other two. So the truth of the matter is that this cash is not there at all. This is not a Christian cash. Rabbi Yosef Kuvel instead, it's a violation of Sabilus Sabilus if you have one chesed with which you fulfill two different mitzvahs. So if you're going to say Baruchim Hadoma and Allah Kibbutz Morar on the Morar, then you're using the vegetable of the Morar to fulfill two, as a chesed shal mitzvah for two different mitzvahs. You're serving as a chesed shal mitzvah for the mitzvah of Yitzhakam Yehani. The first morsel of food that you eat, you have to say a brocha, is the object with which you fulfill the mitzvah of Yitzhak Amen. And then also this, the martyr is serving as a chesed shal mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of Mar. But here, when he only has one vegetable and he eats twice, so the first time he eats the martyr for the sake of karpa, he has this is kavan shalolah. He has a mind not to be here to the martyr. Because he wants to be in the kind that he's doing a chaskiba, do it out there, Allah say it. First have amatis and then amaran yafli. First have matis and then have martyr. So when he eats the desires, when he eats the karpas, when he's eating the meal, he has in mind not to be eating more. True, he says the bracha, but he's not, he says the bracha on this, but he looks not, because he's eating an object of mark, and he looks funny. Lacha, to be the creation of him, and has to open the bracha, or why did he send the bracha later? He already had more than before. But he's not yet to the mitzvah more than later. So it comes out the same vegetable, the vegetable that when he ate it, the karpas, it was only a karpas on this, because of the bracha on him. When did it serve as a chesed shal mitzvah for the mitzvah morah? Later, when he eats it as a master, when he eats it as morah. So that's the bit of vegetable is what he's going to be able to do on morah. So that's where I've entered through their whole bit of kashrus. In this case of the gemara, if you say the both brothers over the karpas, it's not a violation of chalilus chalilus. Because he's not fulfilling the mitzvah morah with that bit of vegetable. So this is it, a third kashrus against Rabbi Yosef Kuvel. I have one kashrus. What do you do with every kiddush and abdallah? He's wrong. So then it's against the kashrus, like I mentioned before, that the brush abdallah is considered a chelik in the kashrus and chafah. And so it's a kashrus. What do you do with the garlic? He only has one vegetable. He says both brothers, the zichas hanen, the brush abdallah, and the achilas mora, before he eats the kashrus. So the answer is, but he's not yet to the mora then. He's only yet to the mora later. So this is not a violation of chalilus chalilus. And so he has a third kashrut, another kashrut. What do you mean that he says Baruch Hu Adomo on the karpa, and this passes the Mora Leila? The Mora has a kashrut in the middle of the sugi here. How come we watch until it's not quite complete? First we watch before the karpa, because it's a dovish of Kibul of the Mashke, which requires until it's exactly. Then we watch the second time before we eat the Mashke, in order to have our eating. That's all you want. You watch before the bread. The Gemara says, Akashi, we already watched until it's done before the Karpas. Why do you have to watch the second time? Because the Gemara is going to be Salanga Hadoga. And all the children are going to say all the Gematrios and the Rabbitabas and all the Shetwas that they heard in school. But it's going to take forever from the time you're going to say Karpas until you're going to get to Yitam Earth, it's going to take a long time. So it's probably going to be a Hezakazan. But since it's a Hezakazan, so therefore you have to watch until it's done again. The first is kindness against Rabbi Yosef Kuvel, and if you all agree, the Hesachadah. So what good is the Baruch Hu Adomah? Because the Hesachadah is in the Tzimtzum Tzedan, so the Hesachadah is in the Baruch Hu Adomah. But it's not covered. Hesachadah, so it's not covered with the Baruch Hu Adomah. That's the first kind. This Kasha basically realizes himself that there's not the attention to that Kasha. These are two different kinds of Hesachadah. So it's a person is in the middle of the meal, and then you have to go die for a day. I have 9 days. Wrote in the middle of the never starts to have a meal without dieting the baby in the room. So, okay, let's say you're in the middle of the meal, you die to the baby. It didn't require the act of washing hands again, it's in which you're done. So, you come upon 57 bufo. Does the person have to say another hamaritzi? No, there's no hesachadas in eating. There's no eating in the middle of the meal. So, you have a hesachin, so whether the hesachadas in shmira tayadari, but there's no hesachadas in the achino. But that's the person who's the ashes that are the to them themselves. They understand it's a simple test. But Gemara only says, that if the Hesach Hadad from the Nekilas Yadayim that you wash before the Karpa still the Nekilas Yadayim that you're going to have before Hamaytzi, you need Shmiras Yadayim. So it's a longer Hagodah, and they're going to say all the things in between. But maybe the person touched his food, maybe he touched his shoes, maybe he stuck his finger inside his shirt, maybe he touched his body, maybe he touched the public on a person's Shemigufo, which would require another Nekilas Yadayim. But it wouldn't require another Zichat HaMenech? He knows in advance the demons that I'm paying for tonight also. You have to ask Peter to help me through. I mentioned last week, a lot of people don't know this too. We live here near the medical center. So there are all these people that come every Sabbath and Yom Kippur, they're guests to fly in. Yeah, I'm Sabbath, I'm Yom Kippur. I mean, you can heal by the Balabasin in the neighborhood, and then they have to go to the hospital because the wife had a baby, or the mother is sick, or the father is dying, whatever. So a lot of times on Facebook Live, people want to have, they want to start the Haggadah, they want to start the Seder over here. And then I'll travel the Seder up until the meal, and then they go to the hospital to have the rest. And they don't, they forget. So you have to have Kiddush and Mokhi Sudha. If you have Kiddush over here, you have to have Hamaiti over here. If you want, you can go to the end of the meal. After you bench, then the Mara says. The Mara says, it's not the Bishop. I mean, the Shaykh Ami always did like that. You mentioned that thing, you think you did. So the Mara says, God, I'll leave it on his chapter. Everybody has to keep the Torah on the ground level. So after they finish the benching, the Mara says, they will go up the second shift with the pushing them. Finish eating, finish benching, whatever you want to eat, because everybody has to keep on the ground level. And you're out of town, not so big. But they have 2 million Jews, and everybody wants to eat the Torah on the ground level, so you have no bearing, you have to eat the shift. So the Mara says, after the benching, they go up to the roof. You have to bend the Chachamot and the Chachamot also. So you go up to the roof to say the Hallel. The Gemara says, Kazei Tachitka, the Hallel Atok the Igra. The Gemara says, you see the Kazei Tachitka, the Tachitka can quickly finish eating. Then you can say the Hallel something somewhere else. So the fourth Kazei you can say somewhere else. But the first Kazei is the Kiddush. You have to have Kiddush and not going to do this. You have to have, and the benching has to be the same place when you ate the meal. So the first three Kazeis have to be in the same place. You can't have Kiddush in one place and have the meal somewhere else. So the passage is, like Jesus points out, there is no Hesach Hadash in the evening. The person, when he says Kiddush on El Tetzah, he knows he has to eat the Matzah, he knows he's going to have to eat the meal. Even if he says Berkei HaAdama over the Karpas in the beginning, he knows he has to eat more or less. He can't say there's a Hesach Hadash in the evening. But if Morris said there's a Hesach Hadash, there's a Hesach Hadash from Shmiras HaYadayim, and therefore we require an otherness in the Yadayim before you eat the Matzah. Maybe other than the Tamil Tamakus, we should be Bruce, but to say that it's a Hesach Hadash in Nakhila, that's not shy. Hesach Hadash in Nakhila, so you're going to have to say the Kiddush over again. The first time, there's no Kiddush from Malkin Suda. Kiddush from Malkin Suda doesn't even have to be in the same place. Let's say I say Kiddush, and then I take my dinner shiur, and then I have the Suda 3 hours later. So that's not Kiddush from Malkin Suda. I say that night, we do it all the time, but stop picking up our Tommy, but don't say Kiddush from Malkin Suda. He says Kiddush, and he has to say the whole Agada till he gets to the Suda. So you can't possibly imagine that there's a Hesach Hadash in Nakhila. There's a Hadash in Nakhila, so there's no Kiddush from Malkin Suda. So that's counterfeited with the Asher Bishlam. Halacha l'maaseh, what do we do? So in the Shulchan Aruch, they say you should be focused for both opinions. The opinion of Bali HaTosfos and the opinion of the Rav Yosef Segur. What are you focused for both opinions? Halacha l'maaseh is no difference. Everybody agrees that you don't say Berkei HaAdama on the Morah, either because it's covered with the Berkei HaAdama from the Tzvuah, or because it's covered with the Hamaiti, and it's Bamabai Matan Chasur. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. When you say the Berkei HaAdama on the Karpas, you should have in mind that this should cover the murder that you're going to eat in the middle of the meal. That's to satisfy the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Kuzo. So the question for Rabbi Yosef Kuzo. In what way are we focused for seeking Bali HaTosfos? Bali HaTosfos says that you don't have to have in mind. There's no Chumra. If you hold like Bali HaTosfos, there's no Chumra that follows. If not, they have the Chumra. So Bali HaTosfos holds that the Mara that we eat in the middle of the meal is covered with the Hamaiti. So it's from Habayim Matmasasur. So what's covered within Halacha HaMaiti? Just one last week in the Mishnah Berurah. What's covered within Halacha HaMaiti in the following case? A person, Baba spoke to me on the first Shabbos. He has the following case. He said he made Kiddush Shabbos morning in Shul, and he had the cake, and he was very picky. He went home, and he had after some, he wanted to have a nap, he had some potato chips. I'm shocked. He has some potato chips before he washed. And then he washed, and he's going to have potatoes in the middle of the meal. So, he's going to have potatoes in the middle of the meal. So what did he do? Instead of Berkei HaAdama, the potato chips he has, the potatoes, whatever he had before, and then he washes, he's going to have vegetables, potatoes in the middle of the meal, what did he do? So the Mishnah Berurah tells me what the din is. Follow up, the sparkle to eat. The Mishnah Berurah says the din is follows. The potatoes, the cholent that you have in the middle of the meal is called Bam HaBoy Mashmah Tatsuda. So that's covered with the Hamaiti that you say in the beginning of the benching at the end. that the potatoes that they ate before have no sizes whatsoever with the potatoes that eat in the so the potatoes in the meal are swallowed up by the Amaritri, and you gotta say burn the fushes before you start eating the meal. And even if you didn't say burn the fushes, it's all about you said. And you waited till the end of the meal and you already said benching, but then if you bent with the Amaritri and after a potato, you're not yet eating it yet. And you gotta say again burn the fushes. So I had a cup of coffee. And I say, Bechas Amor, so it says, you're not yet. Don't think that they were. Said, when the process is good enough, you say, benching is a body good enough. If you bench, if you're supposed to say, Alam, if you're, there is a discussion in Shulhanara that, that the teacher of the one version of Bechas Amor is from the stomach of your soap and not so boring. The stomach of your eating is. But if the person ate potatoes and he had a cup of coffee, and the brother hundred really should have done the process and instead he's by mistake. Well, not by mistake here. At the end of the meal, he said, Jesus, I'm not, Jesus, I'm not, he's not talking about the process. You have to say the burning process. You can't eat potatoes, then he washes and he has a whole meal in which he eats potatoes. But the Mishnah writes in the Bir Alochet that the potatoes in the middle of the meal are not considered a hemshek from the potatoes that he ate before, because the potatoes in the middle of the meal are one half by half of the list, swallowed up, it's covered by the top, by the hummus, the benching at the end of the meal. And the potatoes in the middle of the meal stand alone. And you gotta say, you have to say one of the before you watch. And if you didn't, you should say one of the in the middle of the meal. And if you didn't, you should say one of the even after the benching. So that Mishnah Berurah, that comes from Mishnah Berurah, comes from Hilchos Pesach. That he was in the but that's written over here by Hilchos Pesach. It says in the Machaber, says in the Shulchan, you should be kosher for the pieces of Yezus Kudela. So when you say Barzi Hadoma and Akarpa, you should have in mind that he should cover the Mora and the Zubil. So the kosher should have Yezus Kudela. Then we're also kosher for the pieces of Bali Hashem. What way are we going to do this? Some vegetables, they are not. Some people got vegetables also. The vegetables in the middle of the meal are swallowed up by the Hamaiti. Exactly what the Mishnah Berurah said. It's talking about locked up and barrels of the Mishnah Berurah. So the verse is not done by the vegetables that make before stands alone and needs to burn the bucket. And even if you wait until the rest of the vegetables, you still have to say burn the bucket. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't stand alone. This is exactly the Hamaiti on the second. That the Barthi Hadama from before covers the Mara and the Nil, because Mara and the Nil both are in the Barthi Hadama. You know, they wouldn't be swallowed up if they were the Hamaiti with the Dempsey Nil. So because the Barthi were both suited, so that's why the Shekhanah recommends you should be adopted not to have a Kazayu, a vegetable when you have this Kazayu. Either you'd be hungry, you'd start eating their potatoes, you'd start them in Kitani, so the Shulchanot says, we recommend the Chumrah of the Bali HaPesach, we should adopt to be careful not to eat the Kazayit. The Karka, because then, according to Pesach, you'll have to take one of the Kazayit, because there's only one after. So this Barthi Hadam is coming to Mara in the middle of Mara, they would have also needed the Barthi Hadam. Not follow up the family. But then it'll be covered with the Benson. According to Pesach, it won't be covered with the Benson, you'll need the one of the Kazayit. Even if you offend, you have to say burn the fushes for that taco that you had an hour ago. So that's why, then the Shulchanot wants to be in the doctor to eat less than the Kizayi for the taco. Problem is with the Rama. The Rama writes explicitly that if you dip your taco into a writer, the Rama will dip it. Like you said, what are you talking to the taco? All right, dip it into the outside. Everybody knows that, right? The good taco is the outside. The Rama does not do it. Right there, what is he talking about? Who did Karpa do to Haraita? The Rama might be this. He did Karpa, the Rama holds he did the master also to Haraita. He did the master to Haraita. Everything. The master and the mother, everything but the Kovacs. So the Rama might be this. The Karpa did to Haraita. So he said, look at that. And then he got to be the Kazayas of the Karpa. So the bottom of the page, the Hakurat Maimini, he writes in the name of the Maharam Lutheran that he thinks there must be a misprint in the Rambam. Why? Because a few lines later, when the Rambam goes by there in the Hagar, he says, in Chakras, then you have Magi, then you have Matsu, then you have Mara. By the Mara, he doesn't say that he didn't survive Mara. That's a mission, that's what I'm saying. That's a mission, nobody argues about that. The Rambam made up his own thing that he didn't survive the Chakras. And why do you quote the Mishnah? So the Hagar's mind is quoted in the name of the Maharam Lutheran that he thinks there must be a mission. The Zayi that's printed in the Rama by the Kaka, he was the one that he wants later by the Mora, that you don't need the Zayi to Kaka, and you really need the Zayi to Mora. Look, that's a problem. That's a problem. And all the older traditions, all the kids, they all have to, but you do have to guide by the time. So that's a problem. That's a problem. You have a choice over you. You need to follow the Dhamma, because you gotta have a desire for Kalpa. And then you get stuck with these things. Coming to the Bhagavad Gita, you gotta say join the club. You're gonna say stuff as well as well, but you're not gonna say that join the club. But why couldn't you stop into a matta of Dr. Hotel just to satisfy the Rama's opinion? So the Matata, because we're not recommended, you should not follow the Rama. You should lose less than the Rama. Why should the Rama require a desire for what motivated the common to each of the two, the Karpas was to make Yishalo Hakuna, but after they had the motivation and after they made the Takana, and what was the Takana? They made the Takana, the Kisun Takila. The Akhira is only Mr. Takila, or Mr. Takila, not Mr. Takila tomorrow. And then you have to see Mr. Takila's Takana. But the Takana had a consideration, and they were motivated with this consideration to make Yishalo Hakuna, so they made another Mr. Takila. And this is like a Karpa, so once they made it, this is like a little Karpa. And then it's a Karpa. That's what the Rambam used to say in the Rambam. We suppose the Rambam quotes from the Lidish and the Shekhanah quotes from the Lidish. We didn't have a Tamil Seder. That the Rabbi, the Balabatim didn't know how to travel, so we didn't have my brothers, so we didn't have to have brothers, so then the Balabatim didn't know how to make a Seder. So the Rambam quotes from the Lidish and the Shekhanah quotes the whole thing of the Lidish. It's the rabbi's responsibility to teach with the Lord of Balabatim and observe Shabbat to say the Shabbat. But they don't know how. So the rabbi has to go, that's the Shabbat mission, has to go from home to home to home to home to Shabbat to say with the Lord of Balabatim. And then finally goes home at 1 o'clock at night, whatever, and has to say that you can tell his wife and children go to sleep, and I'll wake you up at 2 o'clock. And have to say that when I come home. But when he finally comes home, he has to say it at home. So the Rambam says the rabbi can take all the brachas for the Balabatim. He says, Rashi has taught them, and the students, he's not drinking the wine, and all, he's not drinking the wine. But the Gemara says in the end of the first half of Rosh Hashanah, that Rashi has taught, not Kiddush, the good is that the Yotam Moish. Not only the Kiddush is the Yotam Moish, he says Rashi has taught, not Kiddush, and also to whom I'm not drinking the wine, Yotam Moish. What about the Hamoshi of Achimot Masra? The Gemara says also, even I'm not drinking Masra. I didn't any sense to say this. I'm just saying, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you only along. I cannot say for somebody else if I'm not in the stream. And I'm shopping for the other people to have a food there. Also, I cannot say I'm waiting for you to work with somebody else. But if it's there, I'm not saying there that I'm waiting for you. 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 Even the birds in our drama of Karpa, we go for Yotam. Just like the Hamoshi Makilos Nasa is a Mr. Sakura, and you gotta eat it. Just like the Moshe Adolphin of the Kiddush. You have to drink the wine to Kiddush. So we did it just a moment. Even the Moshe Adolphin of the Karpas. We were motivated that Hashan to institute the Karpas was in order to get Shavisha Rashi Mikas, but the mice were the institute. The institute is a Mr. Sakura. So that's why, after you might be somebody else, you're going to be on that. That's perhaps the Rambam holds. Like there's an Rambam that when you eat the Karpas, it's supposed to have a Pezari. So it's really a Mr. Sakhir of the Rambam. The Rambam says that's probably the reason why the Rambam holds that you should eat the Karpas. The Rambam holds all the Mr. Sakhir of the Rambam, he did the Matin Kaharai, the Kumarin, the Kaharai, and the Karpas holds in the Kaharai. So the right idea is what we're talking about, not the Hadra. The Rambam holds the only thing you don't need to eat the Kaharai is the Kaharai. Sometimes I can go to be fancy, so wonderful. You don't have to visit with any, you don't need any, it doesn't need any story, it doesn't need any slogan. But the others just don't have such a machine to go to be such a microcosm. All the other businesses are lying, they don't need to be so hard. Also, the Ramadan sounds like a lot. Kata is the Mr. Fatima and the Rabbi. We all mentioned also that in the fear chapter, what the idea of the Ramadan. And people give the same case of life. We thought to Shem Rakayim that there are five Nachmanides. So one of the five Nachmanides I remember when we all came to that country and preached and I could pray for the Jesus Christ. I was the answer to the Jesus Christ. But we all came to that country and preached. I was only 6 months. It was late. It was late until life was never sinned. It was the hours and years of 10 years until finally it was sinned in the beginning of the third volume of the Yor Tashmir. I remember when the day when we come to my head to speak about what the difference between the two of these things and science and two things. That's all about. We right there, we heard the shame of God in the applied community. He told me I should correct it. And we heard the shame of God in the community, and he added on the other two. And the two that he added on are not four at all. He had them out of order. He had originally been heard the shame of God in the applied community. And yes, we could correct it, which we later corrected, which could be corrected. They heard the Shema time to you, and I think they heard not the name, and it was the fifth one he added up. So when we called it by thinking it, that we corrected it, it wasn't all five Nachmanides. But one of the five Nachmanides that we say between the Mitzvah, the Chiyah, the Chiyah, and the or the Lord, that applied both by Yom Balayla, as opposed to the Chiyah, the Chiyah, and the Chiyah, and the Chiyah, one of the several Nachmanides is that male Tessah, the Mitzvah, the Chiyah, and the should be fulfilled in the form of Shemus and Shubar regarding this with our life. All you learn, you don't get any questions. And it's not Baba's death, Baba's death, not the church, it's not the one of us, 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 and they have to have the teaching, the teaching, the teaching, as an explanation. So the question is posed regarding the Jesus of life. That's exactly why, that's what I said in the Kumbhish. No, I better go to Hashem, the God is a Sheva and a Shuba. No, I better go to Hashem regarding the Jesus of life. And it's Father says, 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 tell the whole story. And that's how we do the Jesus of life. So that's what we have. The Manishtan has all questions regarding the story. He says, that's not the Lord, but Sheva. And then you have the Matthew. Which this is a Mahdi, or Father says Mahdi. But we all say, I remember two categories. It should be that the Mitzvah of Mahdi is the point of the Ram and the Mitzvah of Kalaiti. But the Kaloi has a Mahdi, it's regarding Kalaiti. What kind of an animal is it? He gets from us. What is Kalaiti? The one time I hold that Kalaiti is one mission people. And they're afraid they may have some violent worms there. The kosher dogs and the non-kosher dogs. Even the kosher dog is alive, you might have a live worm growing on your stomach. The Lord says you should give the worm and allow it to kill the worm. The Lord says it shouldn't be growing on it. He says it's explain to you the kosher worm. It should be on you. The kosher worms are not kosher. Even the kosher worms are allowed to eat. But it's unhealthy. But the Lord says the reason why you give the worm is that allow it to in order to kill the people, in order to kill the worm. And it comes to that opinion, and when it comes to that time, allow it is not a mystery. If you have gold, you don't need any horizon? If you don't have both, you can turn it and make it both, so it's just for hygiene and purpose. And then the other time, you don't need to be in order, rather than the anthropologist. I read this mitzvah, you know, it's a mitzvah, you know, it's a mitzvah, what's a mitzvah, 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 a mitzvah. The Rambam sounds like it's talking about that. The Rambam and Yad HaZot, they say, the Master knows the work. And the Tachot, everything has one. The Master doesn't have one. Obviously, the Rambam is going to be the Chalaiti Mitzvah. The Rambam writes Chalaiti Mitzvah. The Rambam and the Chalaiti Shamashai hold nothing. Rambam and the Chalaiti Shamashai says, Chalaiti is not a Mitzvah. If Chalaiti would have been a Mitzvah, he would have said, as well, how she could have
But the recognition point says that the Rama and Yadav HaJot, it does not pass like that. Rama Yadav HaJot, the pass like that, it is in the this can be to see that the Rai HaJot, the Rama HaJot, the Rishon, 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 the the man is trying to be the shade of the children to God in the midst of Allah, so that the people think that I was in the form of shade of this divine, not that it was the hand of God in this field. So all the listeners, we understand. So the test of three, all I have done is about the three shows from the group, and Allah has a full of three, that is kind of why you need to have the test, not the moral. Then you have that same, that's the midst of the Rabbah. Why don't the yes come on the other places? The Rambam puts together the question and says, I wonder if the order of the Ibadah, the higher the God needs to do with us, and he's trying to demonstrate that we have an occurrence. There are two ways. The way we demonstrate one is that we drink of Akali, we have our associates, and the other way to demonstrate is by having a savior. And we have to try to do having a savior. That's the same mixture that's identical with the mixture of our associates, and that's what we have to do in another place. And then the fifth question that we ask, today we only ask on the southern sector, but the fifth question we ask is, on the Mabdul, which mitzvah is a Mabdul? The Lord said once again, so maybe Mabdul is a mitzvah of Kairasis, that the Lama, the Yadav HaJot, the pastor is like the Tana of Rebbe Yadav. But Kairasis is a mitzvah. It's not only for having any person to kill the world, to kill people. The law of the Jews keep what the writers of Lama are saying, that we have to do some Mabdul, and kill the Kairasis, obviously it's a mitzvah. That is once again. Or the Lord suggests in another stuff, maybe the Nitra of Mabdilin is the Nitra of Kaka. Maybe that's what it means. But according to the Rambam, it sounds like he says that he means like Azayi. And he goes, I can say, but if you have done this in the place, he's about to leave you on that knee, and I then say, I'm going to have to go home and make my own say right now. But the Dina of Yasa mentioned, how can I have to go to the Dina of Yasa? So the Lord says, no, once I have come and want to for whatever reason, he made the time to you. Through the beginning of the tradition, you should have to learn that the one step I found on the track of Karakman, the devil was back in it, the mix was back in it, and the rabbi was there on the new cult, and so on. Therefore, that's one of the, that's why we need to die. And that's why that comes to be one of the shayyots. The shayyots who didn't know how well they're going to go in, so that the truth is in the teaching, the inside should be in the form of putting an explanation for the mix of Salai. The word of the mix of Salai, and the rabbi, in the mission of Karakas, we have to mention that also. We covered all of them. So just to review, with a very fascinating, it is a little question that takes the tips over here. How come one thing, what if we have one on the Mario? Opens up the whole, everything, the whole story as to what the nature of the mixture of Masa and Rokhesa. Because I've never been in the mixture of Peter, right? They can do the mystery. It's kind of like the meaning of one and a half Masa, so two and a half Masa. That's exactly what our father instituted with Rocha, the son of the Catholic, Christ, and the Mia, that it shouldn't be a violation of the Mia's covenant. And again, if you will not, the Catholic recommends that you should be associated with the both opinions behind it. When you said you were the Adam and the Catholic, if you had in mind to cover the big Rocha also the murderer, maybe you shouldn't follow faith, and maybe you can't run up on that with us. And yet, if you decide to survive a taste of sheep, say that you shouldn't eat a tazai. You don't eat a tazai, you eat maybe 20 more vegetables later. Not like that, I'm sure, because you come out, and Mr. Guru says, not like that, that whatever you do, the meal, stop it with the meal. Whatever you eat before the meal, the same potatoes, the same carcass, doesn't help, that means you're going to budget from before, and has no status to make you eat the meal. So that's what the Mechaba recommends, you can have less than two. And then you have a choice of, you can eat more precious for the Rabba, he says, sounds like he says that he do need to get back to the Kappa. Or should we make believe that it's a misprint in the Rama? Or we should partake in that because he's in the Rama. And we're more concerned about these questions than about our faith. We would say that we're going to have to fall down.
Why is it not? the Brahma, the Mother, 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 the Brah